Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I've been playing softball for nearly 30 years and managing teams for 20 years. I invite you to check out my book after you listen to this program. Today we're going to look at some tips for outfielders. One of the hardest plays in softball is catching a high pop-up or fly ball when the wind is blowing. Before the game, your outfielders should determine wind direction. During the game, they must remember to position themselves accordingly. If the wind is blowing to their left, for example, they need to get not directly under the ball, but to the left of its path. The ball will curve right to them if they've judged the wind correctly. And burn this into your left and right fielders' brains. Unless there is a stiff wind, the ball will always curve toward the foul line. These outfielders should try to stay between the foul line and the ball because it most likely will curve toward them. And balls that fall in front of the left or right fielders will usually bounce toward the foul line, too, if the field is level. Fielders should always run as fast as they can to where the ball will come down rather than run slowly and catch the ball while still running. The fielder should not hold his glove up while he is running, that is, he should not run with his arm extended. He should get into position under the ball and then raise the glove. The catch is much easier when the fielder is set and simply puts up his glove to catch the ball. If a fast throw after the catch is required, then the fielder should stand deeper than he expects the ball to be hit and step up to catch the ball. This gives him a bit of forward momentum toward the infield as he throws the ball. It is easier to come in on a ball than go back on one, and the fielder can throw the ball with more power if he is moving toward the infield when he fields the ball. On short fly balls, the outfielder should scream, "I've got it," if an infielder is backing up toward him. On other fly balls, the outfielder should scream, "I've got it," if another outfielder is also headed for the ball. If you're running for a fly ball and another outfielder calls you off, you should immediately veer off and run behind him to back him up. And get several feet behind him, because if the ball glances off his glove, you'll need time to see which way it's going. You won't be able to do that fast enough if you're just a couple of feet behind him. When the ball is hit right toward you, it is hard to judge whether it will fall in front of you or go over your head. The other outfielders will be able to judge the ball better, and they should shout in or back if you need to run in or back to get to where the ball is going. And the infielder should point to a high fly ball as it is flying to help the outfielders locate it if they lose it in the air, especially during night games when lighting can be a problem. As with infielders, outfielders should train themselves to make their first step with the opposite foot. That is, if the ball is coming to the left of the outfielder, he should make a crossover step to the left with his right foot, rather than shuffle his left foot to the left. This will give him a one-step head start on the ball. But this maneuver does not come naturally. You have to practice it until it becomes second nature to you. When a short fly ball is coming down in front of you, and you think you have a chance to catch it if you make a shoestring dive, it's usually best to try to make the catch only if you have another outfielder backing you up. With nobody behind you, you're going to have to chase that ball down yourself after you've landed and rolled across the outfield if you don't catch it. And that means extra bases for the runners. Outfielders should charge toward the infield at full speed whenever a grounder is hit their way. Then, if the ball gets past the infielders, the outfielder is there to back up the play and save extra bases. If you're an outfielder and the ball is not hit to your field, run on into the infield if it looks like you may be able to back up a throw or a play. More than once, I've seen a center fielder make a putout at second base. Another point to consider, most batting lineups have their power up front. So if you're playing a team you're not familiar with, it's a good idea to play a little deep for the first five batters, then come in a little as the rest of the lineup comes to the plate. Watch the pitches. For right-handed batters, inside pitches will most likely be hit to left field, and outside pitches to right field. You might want to be leaning left or right, depending on the pitch. Check the condition of the grass in the outfield. If it's wet or tall, the ball won't roll as far, and you can be confident in really charging a bouncing ball that got through the infield. With dry, short grass, be more careful because the ball will keep its speed. Finally, catch fly balls above your head when possible. Basket catches are pretty, but dangerous. When you reach up for the ball, you have a second chance at grabbing it before it hits the ground if it pops out of your glove. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas for future shows. Drop me a note at thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball, at slowpitchbook.com. All one word, slowpitchbook.com. Until next time, from the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.